Hi, and welcome to the September 7th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In Rock and Roll News, September 7th, 1968. On this day, the members of Led Zeppelin played their first concert together in Gladsaxe, Denmark. Jimmy Page had already contracted for his band The Yardbirds to play this concert, as well as a series of other shows over the next few weeks. Therefore, the band was billed as the New Yardbirds. A review after the concert stated, "The New Yardbirds are at least as good as the old ones were." September 7th, 1978. On this day, The Who drummer Keith Moon dies from a drug overdose. Keith had attended a party the night before his death and was organized by Paul and Linda McCartney. Returning home, Keith had taken 32 pills, which had been prescribed to help with alcohol problems. 6 pills had ultimately been digested and caused his death. Rest in peace, Keith. And on September 7th, 1984, the band Queensryche released their first full-length album, The Warning. The album includes the classic Take Hold of the Flame, as well as the title track. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook. And follow me at Twitter at Mike_Brunn.